This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended Liberal candidate for Chisholm, Gladys Liu, after comments calling LGBTI issues ridiculous rubbish resurfaced. The Guardian republished comments Liu made in an interview with the outlet in 2016, in which she expressed that the Chinese-Australian community viewed same-sex marriage and other issues negatively. The Prime Minister responded by saying, "As she said at the time when she was campaigning for the previous Liberal candidate, she was simply saying that these were the views of that community." Activist group Get Up have called on Liberal MP Kevin Andrews to condemn gay conversion therapy, refusing to retract their statement that he has allegedly supported the practice until he does. In the lead-up to the federal election, Get Up's conversation guides for supporters advised them to tell voters that Andrews allegedly advocated for discredited, damaging, and cruel gay conversion therapy, according to The Australian. Andrews has denied ever speaking or writing on the matter and warned Get Up that he considers the claim defamatory. Thorn Harbour Health and Rainbow Health Victoria are calling on Victoria's LGBTI communities to take action and have their voices heard during the Royal Commission into Mental Health. In addition to the community consultations already underway, the Victorian Government unveiled a new online portal for community submissions to the Commission. Thorn Harbour Health and Rainbow Health Victoria have developed talking points to help LGBTI individuals attending community consultations or making submissions via the government's portal to ensure their voices are heard. The Victorian government has pledged to better support the needs of trans and gender diverse people with two new, dedicated, multidisciplinary health clinics opening in Ballarat and Preston. Minister for Health Jenny Makarkos announced that Your Community Health would lead a consortium comprised of Ballarat Community Health, Austin Health and Thorn Harbour Health to deliver the Australian first trans and gender diverse healthcare initiative, boosting access to inclusive and responsive healthcare. The first same-sex moment between contestants on Australia's Bachelor reality television franchise has been praised as a landmark for normalising bisexuality. On Tuesday night's episode of Bachelor in Paradise, contestant Alex Nation defied expectations by choosing a date with Brooke Blurton rather than one of the men. Jason Tuazon McShane, executive director of the Equality Project, said the positive but understated response to the kiss means people have become more accepting of same-sex relationships. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Paula Radcliffe says that a court ruling involving Caster Semenya could bring about the end of women's sport. The South African Olympian recently challenged the proposed new International Athletic Federation's rules of limiting testosterone levels of intersex athletes in the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Under the regulations, Semenya would be required to undergo hormone therapy for at least 6 months before any competition, but Radcliffe told Sky News if her appeal is successful, coaches would seek out women with similarly high testosterone levels for a competitive advantage. Israel Folau has vowed to fight the breach notice handed to him for his anti-gay social media comments in a bid to save his rugby career. Just days after doubling down on his remarks, Folau was given a deadline to accept termination of his contract, but has opted to refer the matter to a code of conduct tribunal. Rugby Australia may be forced to reach a settlement with Folau, which could involve the payout of his contract, depending on the outcome of the hearing this week. Several other sports stars have faced scrutiny for their support of Folau's post, including rugby player John Hopewade and AFL players Matthew Kennedy and Gary Ablett Jr. AFL CEO Dylan McLaughlin has confirmed that both players have since unliked the post as it was an oversight on their part.
The feedback I've got is that both players have strong faith and it was almost an instinctive thing to like it without really understanding or knowing what that individual post was about.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.